Let's start by committing our time to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the day. Lord, we put aside this time and we ask that, Lord, your Spirit will be at work in us and through us. Use your word to minister to us. And Father, let us give you the respect you deserve and allow our minds to be focused on your word for this short time in the day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. At Sunday school last week, we looked at the temptation of the Lord Jesus, and we saw how Satan came to him and tempted him in the wilderness. And there are a couple of things that we can learn about Satan from looking at the temptation of Christ. First thing is, you will notice that Satan knows the scriptures. He's not ignorant of what God has said. At one of the times, Satan said to Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written," and he quotes scripture, "He shall give his angels charge concerning thee," and so on. So Satan knows the scriptures. We need to remember that. But also we learn from the temptation of Christ is that the devil wants us to do the opposite to what God says. He knows what God says and he tries to get us to do the opposite. The devil knew that Jesus was to rely on the Lord. He also knew that Jesus was not to tempt his Father. Satan also knew that Jesus was only to worship God alone. And because Satan knew this is what the scriptures said, he endeavored to try and get Jesus to do the opposite. And so we see that when Satan deals with us, we need to remember that that is the same way he goes about things. And we see that when we look at this at the very beginning with the very first temptation in the Garden of Eden. Satan knew what God had told Adam and Eve, that they were not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He knew what God said. And so what did he endeavor to do? He endeavored to get them to disobey God and do the opposite. And so what we can glean from this, these two times of temptation, Jesus and also Adam and Eve, we can glean and be sure that if God doesn't want us to do something, Satan is going to try to get us to do it. It's pretty basic. If God wants us to do something, well, then we can be sure that Satan is going to do his best to try and get us not to do it. And oftentimes we can get so caught up with seeing how there's the world and the problems there, or our boss, or our neighbor, or our body, or our emotions are things that we have to deal with and we struggle with, and they are all there as various points of temptation. But let's never forget that behind generally everything is Satan himself. We are reminded that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan is the one trying to tempt us to do the opposite to what God wants. And that's why we're told in 1 Peter 5:8 that we're to be sober, that is, to think right, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, seeks to devour us. And so because the devil seeks to devour us, we're commanded to do certain things. And that means we are to be constantly on the lookout for what Satan is trying to get us to do or not to do. In another passage of scripture, it says that we're not to be ignorant of his devices. He has tools. He has ways he goes about certain things. And we are not to be ignorant of how he works. If we are ignorant, we will succumb to his ways a lot easier. Mice are ignorant of our ways generally. And so when they see a piece of wood with a bit of cheese on it, they don't realize that we're trying to get them. And we're glad for that. Fish are often ignorant of our devices. And so when they see something yummy, they may not notice the string coming out of it. But if they did, they would be wise not to be ignorant of our devices trying to consume them. And that should be the same for us. Not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. I can remember when the light bulb just came on in my head. I think I was about 19, 20. And it dawned on me that Satan is trying to devour me. He's trying to destroy my walk with Christ, my very life. And when I stopped and realized that, it dawned on me that I was doing more of what the devil wanted me to do than what Jesus wanted me to do. And once that dawned on me and I started to think, no, I'm going to do the opposite to what the devil wants me to be doing, things really began to change in my life when I had that understanding. And today, it's a very simple message. But what I would like to do is look at some probably very familiar themes, but from a different angle. And that is from looking at it from the devil's perspective and seeing what he wants, how he knows Scripture, and how he will try and get us to do the opposite, just like he did with Jesus, just like he did with Adam and Eve. And I would like you to just ask yourself the simple question, am I doing what the devil wants in these areas, or am I doing what Jesus wants? Pretty basic. First one is, we can be sure that the devil wants us to never or rarely pray. How do I know that? Well, I know that Satan knows Proverbs 15:8. I'll read these verses to you. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Satan knows that. And he knows that the God of heaven delights in hearing our prayers. He knows God wants to hear us. So guess what he wants us to do? Not pray. He doesn't want God to be delighted in us. I will guarantee that he knows Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The devil knows that if we want to find grace, that is God's divine enabling and strength to help overcome the various struggles in life and the temptations that we come, it is found by going to the throne of God and begging the Father for his help. Satan knows that. And so he doesn't want us to enjoy that grace. He knows James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He knows that our prayers can change things and bring about marvelous things in our own life and in the life of others. He knows that when saints gather together and they pray to the King of heaven, things happen because of what God said, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And Satan knows that if a church got serious and believed what God said, and they came together in prayer on a regular basis, and they earnestly and effectually begged God to do a work in their own lives, in the life of the ministries that they are in, the life of their witness in the world, that we would see God do amazing things. Satan knows that. But he also knows James 4:2, ye have not because ye ask not. The devil knows that if he can make believers too busy to pray or convince them that prayer isn't that important, So they aren't bothered to pray privately. They're not bothered to pray as a family. They're not bothered to pray as a church. He knows he can rob believers of many things that they could enjoy. But they don't because they haven't asked. And if Satan knows the power of prayer and the importance of it for a Christian, guess what he will do his very best to stop you doing. I think you've worked it out. He does not want you to pray. And you can be sure that the devil would much rather you stay up late reading, watching, playing, doing whatever, so that you're too tired to get up in the morning and pray to the God of heaven to help you with whatever trials Satan is going to put before you. He doesn't want you praying in the morning and doing that. You can be sure that Satan would much prefer, he is much happier if you stay home on a Wednesday night and relax and do whatever you want to do on a Wednesday night rather than have a local church come together and earnestly pray that God will do a work in us. You can be sure of that. The devil doesn't want us to come together like the early church and pray for our government and pray for our missionaries and pray for our ministries and families. So Satan knows the power of prayer because he has seen the one that we pray to. We haven't. He has seen how awesome and magnificent the God of heaven is. And so he knows what God can do. But he also knows from Scripture that we can move God to do things. And so what he wants to do is make sure we don't pray to him so we don't see things done. I was always told as a young man by a very wise man, Mr. Jeffress, you will always find the time, the money, the energy to do what is important to you. But you will always find the excuses needed for and reasons why you can't do things that aren't so important to you. Always. And when it comes to prayer, privately, as a family, and as a church, can I ask you this simple question? Are you doing what the devil wants? Or are you doing what God wants? The devil knows the scriptures about prayer, and he is earnestly trying to get you to do the opposite. Please keep that in mind. Second thing is, and we turned to this verse, this passage last week, and I apparently confused everyone. But turn to Psalm 1:1. That is Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. All right? That's the blessing of having children or a wife. Listen, they will tell you when you confuse everyone. Or they will just confuse one of the two. But Satan knows Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. You can be sure of it. Listen to what God says. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 3 is the key one. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You can be sure that Satan knows Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and the devil wants you to stay away from God's word. 100%. He does not want you to be found in God's word. The devil knows that the more you delight in God's word, the more you learn and listen and grow, the stronger you will be to tempt, to resist the temptations that he puts in front of you. And the more you will grow, where things will change and you'll become like Christ, and you will prosper, as it says there. You will see fruit in your ministry, and you'll see God working in and through you. He knows what God has said, and he's going to do everything he possibly can to stop that from happening. He wants you too busy to have time to read God's word. He wants you to stay up late so you're too tired to get up in the morning and read and see what God has for you for that day. He wants to clutter your mind with so many things so that you don't have the time to dwell on God, as we learnt last week, so that you may delight yourself in him and grow in your love to him. He wants you to be busy thinking about your worries, your concerns, or worrying about all the entertainment. He doesn't care what it is as long as it's not God and his word. He will do anything to keep you from this book because he knows the power of it and he knows how it changes lives. Can I ask you, have you been doing what the devil wants in that area? Have you been too busy to spend time in God's word? Too lazy? Too tired? Or really too foolish? You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, we read this. Timothy, as the we would call the pastor at Ephesus, was told this: preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what Paul told Timothy to do to the people. Do you think the devil knows this verse? Do you think the devil knows that a preacher is to use God's doctrine, his words, and his understanding to reprove the people and rebuke the people and exhort the people? You can be sure he does. And he knows that that's what God wants me to be doing, other preachers to be doing, and Satan knows that that's what all of us need. And so guess what the devil wants? He wants us not to hear it, and he doesn't want us to be reproved. He wants us to stay away from God's word in reading it. He wants us to stay away from it when it's being preached. He wants us to be busy doing anything else but hearing God's word. He doesn't want you to be reproved and shown when you're acting unwisely. Satan doesn't want you to do that. He just wants you to be foolishly going ahead doing what you do. He doesn't want you to be rebuked about sin, so you stop. He wants you to remain in it. He certainly doesn't want you to be exhorted to change and start doing what God wants you to be doing. He wants you to stay the same. He knows the best way to do that is to keep you from hearing the preaching of God's word. Has he been doing that lately? Has he convinced you that it's too hard? Not that important to regularly hear the word of God on a Sunday? Has he convinced you that you don't really need to hear the word on Sunday night? Once is enough. You don't need the word that much. You can be sure that Satan wants you to hear the word of God as little as possible and to read it as little as possible. And as basic as that is, can I ask you, have you been doing what the devil wants or what God wants? It's pretty simple. Third thing is, the devil wants sinners to never hear the gospel. You ever stop to think of that? He knows Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and 14, where it says this: for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? The devil knows that a person cannot be saved unless they believe the gospel. And he knows that they can't believe it unless they hear it. And he knows they can't hear it unless we say something. God has determined that we are the ones who tell others the gospel. It would be nice if he just said every morning he will just put up in the sky John 3:16 so everyone can see it and we don't have to do anything. But that's not how it is. We have that responsibility. And so when you're at work and an opportunity to share about the Lord comes up through conversation, guess what the devil wants you to do? He wants you to stay completely silent. He wants you to put it off to a better time to talk. He certainly wants you to be too scared to invite anyone to church or to speak about Christ. You know, as a local church, he wants us to just be happy with who's here. He certainly doesn't want others to come and hear the word of God. He doesn't want us to go out and share the gospel individually or even as a church. He just wants us to do as little as possible when it comes to witnessing and sharing the gospel. How you been going with that? Devil looks at you and thinks, now there is a Christian I'm really happy with. It's a safe Christian. They're not going to tell anyone anything. I'll move on to trying to hinder someone who really is doing what I don't like. He doesn't want people to hear the gospel. But the third and the last. Did I get on early? Oh, it's a bonus if it was. The devil wants Christians. Well, let's turn to it. I'll make you turn to a passage. James chapter 1 verse 22. Satan knows this verse and he wants you to do the opposite. James chapter 1 verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know, the devil knows that he can't stop you from hearing this message today because you're here. Now, you could be in La La Land, I don't know. Sometimes I can tell with your eyes, all right? But often you're good at hiding it. So I don't know where your mind is. You could be off in La La Land or you could be listening. But generally, you've actually heard something here today. Satan can't change that. But what he does want is you to only be a hearer, but not a doer. That is one thing for sure. And so if God has challenged you about something as simple as reading His Word, attending the prayer meetings, sharing God's Word, what He wants you to do is have a hard heart, not a broken and a contrite heart. He never wants you to admit what you've been doing is wrong. He never wants you to change your ways and start doing what God wants. He doesn't want you to confess or repent. He wants you to stay exactly the same. You can hear it, just don't do it. In fact, he'd probably be even a little bit happier if you get angry with the preacher who reproves and rebukes. That'll give him a little bit of joy. Ignore what God says about these important things and never, never change or obey. So a very simple message. Are you doing what God wants? In these simple areas, are you doing what the devil wants? I'll let you work that out between you and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. You have given us your word, and we know that even Satan knows it, and he is able to manipulate it so that we can disobey you. That's scary. Help us to read it the same way you have meant it to be read, and simply do and obey. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.